Close over your eyes and three deep belly breaths if you can do them. Just relaxing. You find yourself at the top of a lane. It's a warm summer's day, and walking down this lane with trees arching over from one side and a dry stone wall on the other. A sparkling light of the sun shining through the leaves and branches of the trees, making dancing patterns on the lane in front of you. And walking on down this lane, you see a stile at the wall. And putting your hand on the railing that goes up the stile, go up the two steps and stand on the top with your hand on the rail and look out over the scene. In a field not far away, there are cows grazing in the field, and the warm morning sun hasn't reached this field yet. There's a very low morning mist there. It looks as if the cows are walking through gentle water, making the mist swirl around their feet as they walk. And as the sun climbs higher and goes above the trees, the mist surrounding the cows disappears. Climbing back down from the stile and walking back on down the lane, you come to a gate, and walking through that gate into the meadow that's there. Walking on through this meadow, trailing your fingers through the long grass and admiring the bright colours of the flowers. As you walk along through the meadow, you can see a tree in the distance, which stands on its own in front of a woodland. And walking towards that tree and settling yourself down between the roots of this old oak tree and leaning back against the ancient trunk of the tree, just enjoying the warm sun as the sun has climbed higher, just enjoying that on your face. And moving the warmth of that sun round now, enjoying the relaxing feeling that it gives, moving it to the top of your head on your scalp, relaxing the muscles there, and moving it down now onto your forehead, easing away any tension on your forehead as it moves down to that gap between your eyebrows, and on now to your nose, and as you breathe in and out, maybe feeling a difference in temperature in your breath as it goes in and out of your nose. Moving that relaxing warmth now onto your cheeks, flattening the muscles there as it moves on down to the muscles around your mouth, relaxing those and allowing your tongue to drop to the floor of your mouth. Maybe allowing your teeth to part slightly as that warmth relaxes the muscles around your jaw, and allowing it to flow now to your throat, relaxing the muscles there, and being aware of the gentle movements as you swallow, and allowing that relaxing warmth to move round to the back of your neck, easing away any tension that's there, and flowing down onto your shoulders, that relaxing warmth allowing your shoulders to droop slightly, easing away all tension as that warmth relaxes those muscles, as it flows down into your upper arms and on down to your forearms. And maybe you can even feel holding that warmth in the palms of your hands as it flows all the way to your fingertips. Moving it back now into your body, to your chest and abdomen, relaxing the muscles there and being aware of the movement of your muscles as you breathe in and out. As that warmth goes into the large muscles of your back, easing all tension in those muscles, and down into your pelvic area, relaxing the muscles there, and on to your thighs, that warmth relaxing the tops of your thighs and allowing it to flow through, relaxing the backs of your thighs. your muscles feeling completely relaxed as loose elastic bands, as that warmth flows down into your calves and shins, relaxing the muscles there all the way to the heels of your feet and around the soles of your feet and the tops of your feet, all the way down to the tips of your toes. As you relax back here, the gentle comfort of the grass underneath you, between the roots of this old oak tree, enjoying the warmth of the sun on your face and the bird songs round about. Getting up now from your place in the roots and walking towards that woodland, you can see there's a gap with a series of steps going down. And walking towards that gap in the trees, standing at the top of these steps with a rail going all the way down, a solid, smooth wooden rail, putting your hand on that wooden rail, feeling the smooth wood underneath your hand. And in a moment, you'll begin to walk down those steps with your hand on the handrail. And with each step you take, you can find yourself becoming deeper and deeper absorbed in deep relaxation. And you can find yourself going 1/10 deeper, absorbed into that relaxation with each count I make from 10 down to 1. And on a count of 1, you'll find yourself at the bottom of the steps and on a pathway leading through the wood. 10. Beginning to walk down the steps, becoming deeper and more absorbed in deep relaxation. 9. Curious about what will be through the end of these steps on the pathway below. 8. Being aware of what each step feels like. And I wonder what you can see, hear, and feel as you walk deeper and deeper. 7. Becoming more relaxed with each step you take. 6. Allowing relaxation to continue to spread comfortably through your mind and body as you listen to me counting down. 5. Halfway to the bottom now, yet still unable to clearly see the pathway down there. 4. Perhaps noticing a heaviness in your body as you relax even deeper. 3. Almost at the bottom now, and I wonder whether you can notice more details about the pathway through the woods down there. 2. Stillness can begin to appear through your mind and body. And 1. Finding yourself at the bottom and on the pathway leading through the woods. Walking on through the pathway now, with the smell of the woodland around you, ferns growing between the trees, and wild flowers here and there, yellows and blues. Animals completely unafraid, rabbits and squirrels, and the gentle noise of the birds in the treetops. And the sunlight sparkling through the branches, dancing on the path in front of you. As you follow this winding path, wondering what's round each bend. And as you go along the path, just enjoying the peace and relaxation of this place, the trees start to thin out, and you find yourself coming towards a lane. It's a lane leading down into a village, a cobbled surface. And walking down this lane, noticing the cottages that are there. There's a gap in the wall at the side of the lane, and through that there's a village green. There are houses on two sides, facing into the green, beautiful country cottages. And on the third side, a river runs past, walking through the gap in the wall of this side and going towards the river. There are trees on both sides of the river. Very gentle flowing river, very peaceful. And sitting down on the mossy grass, the side of the bank of this river, enjoying the gentle flow of this river and the ducks that are moving around gently in the stream. And as you relax there, just gently cradled in the mossy grass at the side of the river, you find relaxation an interesting thing, because as you relax, that relaxation is a natural part of the way you think and behave. Everyone knows how to relax physically. It's interesting that people don't often think about how they relax mentally. Because whenever you relax physically, you also find yourself relaxing mentally. However, the opposite is also true. When you relax mentally, you may find your body relaxing more and more, even without having to think about it. Just because you think about relaxation means you can relax more and more. As you enjoy this relaxation, you continue to relax even more deeply because you really enjoy relaxing. Because you're so relaxed in this place, on this bank of the river, you're enjoying this natural feeling, and as a result, you relax even more deeply. In the comfort of the mossy grass underneath you, the gentle flow of the river in front of you. Getting up again now, and walking back towards that gap in the wall, and continuing to walk down the cobbled roadway, admiring the cottages on the side of the road, thatched roofs on the cottages, and mullioned windows, beautiful gardens in front of them, with all the country flowers you would come to expect from cottages of this type. Continuing to walk on down, you can see a bridge over the river, which is at one side opposite the cottages. Beside the bridge is a gatehouse, a very old gatehouse. It has the same flint covering that the cottages have. Flint's embedded into the covering in the cottages, giving a beautiful old-fashioned look to them. And as you look closer, you can see that some of the flints look almost as if it's hard toffee stuck into the walls. Walking around the gateway and onto the bridge, up the three steps to the top of the bridge as it curves over the river. Standing there, looking down into the river, leaning on the parapet of the bridge, just looking down, seeing the waves that are caused by the current, making the reeds at the bottom sway gently in that stream, and fish moving smoothly to keep themselves still against the current. And with a thought, you decide to walk back down off the bridge, doing something you may have done when you were younger, or something you've seen in films. You find two sticks and lift them up, and walking back up to the top of the bridge again, and leaning over the bridge at the upper side of the current, marking what the two sticks look like, which one is different from the other, and dropping them into the river, and going across to the other side of the bridge, and watching as the sticks appear, knowing that the one you selected appears first, as you predicted, and watching as those sticks now drift on down the river and disappear, and walking down now off the other side of the bridge. It's a slightly hummocky area that you're walking in, with a path leading through these rounded hummocks, silver birches growing on them, very smooth paths winding through them, following that pathway all the way round, you find yourself coming back out into the village, just above where that gatehouse was, walking back down now towards the gatehouse as evening starts to come on and stars appear. The windows in the cottages start to light up, casting light into the gardens, a warm amber light, old-fashioned street lights at the side of the road. Again, with a warm amber light, very peaceful place to be. Walking up to the gatehouse, you know that you're welcome to go in there, putting your hand on the door handle, opening the door and walking inside, taking in the details as you do so. Trailing your hand across the smooth surface of the wall, you notice that there are watercolors hanging on the wall. They're downlit because the rest of the room is lit by candles in little alcoves. Very peaceful, warm, soothing light. Walking up to the first watercolor, you can see the places that you've been. The first one showing the cattle in the field with that swirling mist around the hooves. Then the oak tree where you sat and the woodland beyond it and the next watercolor. Then the third one with the river scene with the ducks in the river. And the fourth one of the gatehouse itself and the bridge over the river. Just taking in the details of this place, the oak beams on the ceiling, the large fireplace that's in the room, built of stone, again with flint stones set into it, and a chimney sticking out from the wall going up the way through the ceiling. There's a rocking chair facing the fireplace with soft cushions on it. And walking round to the rocking chair and sitting down, feeling that gentle motion underneath you as you sink back into the cushions, looking towards the fire. Just enjoying this peaceful relaxation, the gentle motion of the rocking chair. And in a moment, visualizing your breath as it comes out as a small white cloud, thinking of a word or a phrase one at a time, of things you want to remove, things you want to get rid of. Place them in that small white cloud as you breathe out and watch as they get drawn towards the fire, drawn up the chimney, and they disappear. Just enjoying that soothing motion. Breathing out a small white cloud, putting the words one at a time into a small white cloud and seeing them disappear up the chimney, and they're gone. Just enjoying the peace and relaxation of this place. And looking around now, the colours of the logs in the fire, reds, yellows, orange, the gentle crackling of the fire, the oak beams on the ceiling, the watercolours on the wall, the smell of one of the aromatic candles, a gentle, soothing light there is. Just taking in all those details as you relax back in the rocking chair, that gentle motion, soothing, gentle motion. remembering all those details, the scents, sounds, feelings, even smells of this place, and bringing them back with you, coming back into the room that you're in your own time, feeling soothed and refreshed, relaxed and refreshed.